Welcome to the Real-Time Debt-Free Planning Workshop. This is where you and I are going to work together to design a plan to not only get you out of debt, but onto the road to prosperity. Now, you'll remember in the beginning of the informational and motivational tape, I said that this tape, the Real-Time Workshop, is meant to be done in just that, real-time. In other words, I'll give you an assignment, you'll put the tape on pause, you will complete that assignment. After you've completed that assignment, you'll restart the tape and continue with the program. After you have completed the entire process, you will have before you the blueprint that's going to carry you from debt to prosperity if you use these principles. Now, at first glance of all the forms that I have, you may get overwhelmed. Don't let that happen. I'm going to walk you through this step by step. It's not going to be that hard. And if you don't understand something that I've said, simply rewind the tape and check it again. Do it as many times as you need to. You'll also notice that I've enclosed several examples as to how these forms are to be filled out, and using these forms should go a long way in helping you to understand the process. The other thing that I want you to remember is to please take your time as you're doing this section. Don't rush through it. The entire process should take between 1 and 2 hours to complete. So if you don't have the time to complete it right now, what I suggest is that you come back to it when you have some uninterrupted time to get this entire project done. So let's get on with the workshop. Your first assignment is to collect all your bills. This is your credit card statements, your personal loan statements, medical bills, a list of loans that you owe to your friends or relatives. I don't care what it is, but what I want you to do is stop the tape right here and go get that done. Stop the tape right now, and I'll see you when you're finished. Now that you've gotten all your bills together, the next thing you need to do is fill out the form called the budget plan. So get that form in front of you right now and have a sharpened pencil and a calculator ready. If you need to stop the tape right here to get that stuff done, do it. Now, take a look at the top of the budget plan where it says income. What I want you to do now is fill out the income section only. Now you'll note that it says net income. This means after taxes. So you write your after taxes income in each column. There are 2 spaces available that you can use if you and your spouse are employed or you work more than one job. The column for other income is meant for any income other than from your employment. For example, child support, rental income, Social Security benefits, veteran benefits, anything of that nature. That would go in the other income column. The next thing you'll need to do is total everything up and put it in the line that says total income right next to the letter A. So stop the tape right here and complete that task. Now that your income section is completed, let's go on to the expense portion of the budget form. All you need to do here is fill in a figure for each category as to what you're spending on a monthly basis. And remember, keep it monthly. So if you're billed for something, say, on a quarterly basis, I want you to divide that figure, whatever it is, by 3 and put that in the column. For example, water bills are oftentimes billed quarterly. So if you get a bill every quarter for an average of $75, divide that by 3 and put $25 in the water bill column. And remember, on the savings section, the very first item, use 10% of your net income. We can always change that later, but let's strive to save 10% right now. After you've filled out each category, simply total up all the columns and input that figure in the total column or line B on your budget form. So stop the tape right here and do the expense section. I'll see you when you're done. Now that you've completed the expenses portion of the budget form, we need to move over to the creditor list form. So please get that form out and stop the tape right here if you need to. Okay, you'll notice that I've enclosed 2 creditor list forms in your program package. If you need more than 2 pages, you'll need to make additional copies. Now you'll need to list the names, addresses, and account numbers of each creditor on that list. After that's complete, you'll need to write the current monthly payment for each creditor, not including any past due balance that you may owe. If you don't know what the monthly payment is, I suggest that you use 4% of whatever the balance is. For example, if you owe a creditor $2,000 and you took 4% of the balance, it would be $80. So you just put $80 in the current monthly payment column. After you've completed that task, you'll need to write the current balance for each creditor in the current balance column. Now, to the right of the balance column is the column for monthly interest. Here's how to figure that out. Let's say that you owe XYZ Bank $2,000, and their interest rate is 18% per year. Simply divide 18 by 12 months. You'll come to 1.5%. Take 1.5% of the $2,000 balance, in other words, $2,000 times 1.5%, and you'll come to $30 per month. Input that $30 figure in the monthly interest column. Now, next to that column, you'll see adjusted payment column. We're going to come back to this later. Don't worry about it right now. After you've completed all the other columns, add each column up in the total section on the bottom of the page. If you need more than one page, add up all the columns together on all the pages and enter the figures on the last page only. This will make it easier for you. So stop the tape right here, and after you've completed the task, turn it back on. Welcome back. Now that you've finished with the creditor list, please take the total creditor payments figure, line C, and write that figure in the total payments to creditors, line C of your budget plan page. Follow me? Stop the tape right here and complete that. The next thing you'll need to do is take your net income, this is line A, and write that figure in line A just below the total payments to your creditors line on your budget plan. You see where that is? Again, if you don't understand something, please refer to my example. If you need to, stop the tape right here and get that done. Next, you need to write the total expenses figure from line B right below the net income figure. Now I want you to write the total creditor payments figure from line C on the creditor payments section just below your expense total on that budget form. Now take your net income total, line A, minus the expense total, line B, minus the creditor payments, line C, and write that figure in the total section at the bottom of the page. If the figure is negative, put brackets or parentheses around it. If the figure is positive, you may be in better shape than you think you are, and you may be able to add money to your debt-free plan to get out of debt even faster. Either way, you'll want to continue this workshop, which will help you get organized to get your plan together. Assuming that your budget shows a deficit, we must now make some adjustments. What I want you to do is work on the adjusted expense column on your budget plan worksheet. Now you're going to have to make some tough decisions here as to what you're going to cut and how much you're going to cut. I want you to take your time doing this because this is very, very important. You're going to have to live with whatever decisions you make. So all I'm saying here is be sure of what you're doing. For example, if you're spending $400 a month for food and you put $200 a month in that category, be sure that you can live within that $200. I don't want you to do anything you can't do. In other words, it doesn't help your budgeting to be unrealistic. Be sure that you add up all your figures and enter the total figure on line D on your budget form. Stop the tape right here and complete that task. Welcome back. By now, you've adjusted your expenses to something that you can live with, and we can now continue to set up your debt-free plan. So the next thing we need to do is find out how much money you have available to pay your creditors. To do this is fairly simple. Simply take the total income, line A, and deduct your adjusted expenses, line D. Let's take a look at my example worksheet. Now you'll see that I've inputted $2,000 in line A. This is my total income. Minus $1,645, this would be my total adjusted expenses. So I take $2,000 minus $1,645, it comes to $355. So $355 is what I have available to pay my creditors. Now I want you to stop the tape right here and use that same process to figure out what you have available to pay your creditors. And don't forget to enter that total in line E. So stop the tape right here. We'll see you when you're done. Okay, now that you know what's available to pay your creditors, we need to spread those funds equitably amongst each creditor. This is what's called proration. Now, this is not very hard to do. I would ask you to refer to your debt-free planning worksheet where it says creditor proration. Look at my example. You'll notice that line E from my budget form was $355. And if I divide that figure by line F, which is my total debt, in my example, $13,175. Okay, so we take $355 divided by $13,175. My proration amount is 0.027, or 2.7%. Now go back to my example creditor list. You see the very first creditor there, XYZ Bank? And it says it has a $2,000 balance, okay? So if I take 2.7% of $2,000, my adjusted payment would be $54. And you do that for each creditor. Let's look at the next one, John's Finance Company. I have a $500 balance, and 2.7% of $500 is about $13. So I'd put $13 in the adjusted payment column. Now, do you follow what I'm trying to do here? The object is to treat all your creditors fairly and equitably. This way, there is no preferential treatment between creditors. And this will go a long way in helping you in your negotiations. Stop the tape right here. Practice with my example. Then do your own adjusted payment columns and add them up and write that figure on line E of your budget form as well as your creditor list. And don't set up any payments below $5. It's just too hard to get the creditors to accept anything less than $5. So I'll see you when you're done. Okay, welcome back. Now, let's see if you've got a balanced budget. What you've got to do is enter the adjusted payment figure on line E of your budget plan. Stop the tape right here if you need to and get that done, if you haven't done it already. Now take your total income, line A, and write that figure below line E in the adjusted expenses. Enter that figure for the adjusted expenses on line D below line A. Now, enter the total adjusted payments to your creditors on line E below line D. Okay, if you have that done, let's figure out this equation. First, take line A minus line D minus line E. If your adjusted total is zero or above, you are in business. Did your budget balance? If it still didn't, you need to go back to the adjusted expenses and restart the process from there all over again and make additional cuts. Also, I'd like to caution you, if your proration figure went below 2%, you still need more work. It's really hard to get creditors to accept anything below 2%. And the fact is, if you go that low, most of your payment is going to be eaten up in interest. So it's very important that you try to get above 2% in proration. So if you need to, stop the tape right here, rewind it back to the adjusted expenses section, and start all over again. Now, if you've done everything you can, cut everywhere you can cut, and your budget still doesn't balance, what can you do? Well, basically, you have two choices before you, and I suggest that you make one choice or the other. You either need to increase your income, either with a part-time job or with some sort of reliable additional work, or two, you need to seek out legal help, which will probably mean bankruptcy. Now, I know that's really tough to face, but you've got to do one thing or the other. And if there's one thing that I really want to accomplish on this program for you, is to get you to decide to take action. And that may, in fact, mean making a decision to go bankrupt. Now, I don't advocate going bankrupt to everybody. In fact, I would avoid it like the plague, if at all possible. But if this is your only way of dealing with your debts, you're going to have to make that decision and act accordingly. I'll tell you right now, the absolute worst thing that you can do is nothing. To stand pat in this vicious cycle of debt is going to destroy your life. So it would be better, ultimately, to make the decision to go bankrupt and do it, if that's what you have to do. Now, there's two types of bankruptcies, basically, that are open to you. Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. And you're going to need legal assistance to decide what's best for you. But I'll give you a brief description of both. Chapter 7 is a straight liquidation of unsecured debt. This would involve your charge cards, your doctor bills, unsecured obligations. Chapter 13 is a reorganization of your debt, where you would pay pennies on the dollar. This also gives you the opportunity to catch up your mortgage payments, your car payments, and things of that nature. It allows you to keep most of your property. So what I recommend that you do if you decide that bankruptcy is the only out is seek out an attorney that specializes in bankruptcy and can give you an objective opinion as to what's best for you. Now, assuming your budget did balance, let's now figure out how long it's going to take to pay off that debt. Let's refer again to my example on the debt-free planning worksheet. We first must figure out how much of the monthly payment that you're making is going to principal. Now, on the worksheet, you'll see in the column for amount of monthly average payment to principal. Let's use my example. The monthly interest line, G, was $210. If we divide that line in half, or divide it by 2, you would get $105, and that would be line I. Now, take the total adjusted payment from your budget form, which was line E, and that's $355. So if you take $355, line E, minus line I, which is $105, you would get $250. Okay, $355 minus $105 is $250. That's your line J, also known as the average monthly payment to principal. Now, the reason why we cut the interest figure in half is that as you pay on your principal each month, the amount of interest you pay is less. This is because the interest is calculated on the unpaid balance. Follow me? So you're not going to be paying the amount of interest you're paying right now as you pay off your debt. And cutting the interest amount in half is a good rule of thumb for figuring out the average amount of interest that you'll pay over the life of the debt-free plan. So now go back to the worksheet. Look where it says number of months to debt freedom on the bottom of the page. Let's use my example. The debt balance on my example from line F was $13,175. Now if we divide that by line J, which was $250, the amount of months that it would take to pay off this debt would be 53. Okay, $13,175 divided by 250 is 53. Follow me? Now what I want you to do is go back over, start with the amount of monthly average payment to principal on your worksheet, figure that out, then go down to number of months to debt freedom and figure that out. Stop the tape right here and complete that process. Okay, in my example, it would take 53 months to pay off my debt. So let's say I started in January of 1991. It would take 4 years and 5 months from that date to become debt-free. So I would write on my 3x5 cards that by May 31st, 1996, I will be debt-free. And that's what I want you to do right now. So stop this tape and get that job done. And I'll talk to you when you get back. Okay, congratulations are in order because you have now set up a workable plan to meet your monthly obligations and become debt-free, if, of course, you stay with it. The next thing you're going to need to do is write letters to all your creditors asking them to accept the new monthly payment plan. I suggest that you use my example letter addressed to XYZ Bank as your guide. And don't forget that you must stick with this entire plan, including the adjusted payments to the creditors, even if they don't accept your proposal. If you have a bad day with the creditors, Don't forget to go back to the informational and motivational portion of my program to help you get past these tough times. And don't forget to complete, read, and reread your 3x5 cards, as we talked about in both tapes. The rest is up to you. And I know you can do it, but you've got to stick with it. So here's wishing you the best in creating your new life. This is Mark LaDuca saying so long, and I'll see you in the promised land of debt freedom.